A large campaign war chest, substantial spending on television ads, and union support paid off for Cuomo as he beat back a primary challenge from the left from actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo did not appear in public, but in recent days he focused his message not on his accomplishments or on his opponent, but on his fight against President Trump and Trump's policies, and it seems the strategy paid off. Cuomo held multiple get-out-the-vote rallies in the days leading up to the primary.
I need you to vote for me. I want to send a message to this president that says, no, it's not just me, Mr. Trump. It's every New Yorker who believes you are repulsive to what we believe.
Nixon, in her concession speech, told supporters that she was proud of what her campaign accomplished.
We took on one of the most powerful governors in America, and it wasn't easy. We had to fight just to get on the ballot. Yeah. We had to fight just to get a debate. And we started with nothing, and we earned every single vote.
But she expressed some bitterness over dirty campaign tactics, including a mailer to Jewish voters approved by a former top aide to Governor Cuomo. It falsely accused Nixon of anti-Semitism. She attends a synagogue and has Jewish children.
Our allies and endorsers were threatened. My family was slandered.
Nixon says she's pleased that she pulled Cuomo to the left on several issues, including legalizing marijuana, and that she caused him to spend nearly $500,000 a day in the final days of the race. Cuomo's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul more narrowly defeated New York City Council member Jumaane Williams. He's better known in New York City. Hochul sounded relieved when she spoke to reporters in Buffalo Thursday night.
Well, I was going into it as an underdog. A lot of people said that the numbers would be against me, that I couldn't possibly beat someone out of vote-rich Brooklyn. And so we've been fighting tooth and nail every single day for every single vote.
And the Democratic Party establishment's choice for attorney general, New York City public advocate Tish James, won the AG primary ahead of Fordham law professor Zephyr Teachout, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, and Buffalo attorney Licia Eve. While Cuomo and the other statewide candidates who ran with him kept their seats, some former members of a controversial breakaway group of Democrats in the Senate lost to their primary challengers. Members of the Independent Democratic Conference were blamed by many Democrats on the left for helping keep Republicans in power in the state Senate for the past several years. Among those who lost, former IDC leader Jeff Klein. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.